The results of this new plan. The appointment of the seven proved a great blessing to the church. These officers gave careful consideration to individual needs, as well as to the general financial interests of the church, and were an important aid in binding together the various interests of the church. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. This was due both to the greater freedom secured by the apostles and the zeal shown by the seven deacons. These brethren ordained for looking after the needs of the poor were also fully qualified to instruct others in the truth, and they engaged in the work with earnestness. The proclamation of the gospel was to be worldwide, and the messengers of the cross should remain united, and thus reveal to the world that they were one with Christ in God. See. Their power was dependent on a close connection with the one who had commissioned them to preach the gospel. As they should continue to labor unitedly, heavenly messengers would open the way before them, hearts would be prepared for the truth, and many would be won to Christ. The church would go forth fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners, gloriously fulfilling her divine mission. The church at Jerusalem was to serve as a model for the organization of churches in every place. Those given the responsibility of the general oversight of the church were, as wise shepherds, to feed the flock of God, being in samples to the flock, and the deacons were to be men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. When in various parts of the world many believers had been formed into churches, the organization was further perfected. Every member was to make a wise use of the talents entrusted to him. Some were endowed with special gifts, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, then healers, helpers, administrators, speakers in various kinds of tongues, RSV. But all were to labor in harmony.